What's up, man?
What's going on, Chris? How you feeling this morning, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
I heard that, man. I heard. Where you at right now, Chris?
I'm actually at my community service right now.
Oh, man. Ahead, are they out there taking pictures of you right now?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
I'm watching some cars and doing the whole nine, but I got a lunch break, so I wanted to call in.
All right. Nice. Hey, Chris, man, so right now, man, you making sure that you knock those hours out that you got to knock out. You at community service right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, man, and you washing cars?
Yeah, man, I got to do it.
I cannot wait till you come to the neighborhood, man, because I'm definitely going to have you wash my car. And I know you probably can't sign it off to anything, right. but damn it, just to say that Chris Brown washed my car,
right,
is definitely good enough. Hey, Chris, and this is what I want to do, man. We're going to get a chance to really sit down and talk with Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and so right now, man, we got a record here. We had a chance to talk about, you know, we got Crawl, the another single that's coming from Chris. And Chris, when you come into the neighborhood, that's when we'll get a chance to just kind of really, really sit down and speak with you.
All right, cool. That's what's up.
Yeah, because we haven't had a chance to really dialogue. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want people to think like, oh, you know, Chris called the neighborhood and they didn't talk. There'll be a time for that. But what I do want to ask you about, man, we were talking about earlier that you're doing a fan appreciation tour. You had backed up. Of course, you had to back up for a minute. Now the fan appreciation tour, what is that and why is that?
Well, basically what I wanted to do, I wanted to show like all my supporters and my fans, my true fans, that stuck with me from day one, just how much I appreciate them. And like usually when I go on tour, it's based around the album and after the album is already out. But I wanted to do something early and just go out and just have fun with them and just go through all the songs we got, party, just have a great time. And then those nights that I'm in all the different cities and we have those shows, it's just a fun filled event for me and the fans. So that's why I just let them know I appreciate them. And I've tied in with Best Buddies and the Genesee Center and a different thing, different other like charities and different things like that, St. Jude's and all these other different charities that I'm doing that are going, like the money is going towards some of their organizations and helping out, and even helping out with domestic violence situations, just kids. I know the Best Buddy situation is doing a lot of kids like disabled kids and kids with like autism and certain things like that, and that Best Buddy gives them a chance to have like what we call a regular person as their best friend. So like they don't feel outcasted or any way. And at the end of the day, like I can be a best buddy to a lot of the kids and do things like that.
I heard. Hey, Chris, now with the fan appreciation, man, with the situations that, you know, that was going down, very public also, man, did you feel like how affected was it, were you with your fans, man? And not getting into the whole legal thing, but just like, man, my fans, like what do they mean to you?
Well, my fans mean the world to me, because at the end of the day, there would be no Chris Brown, the artist, without my fans. And at the end of the day, when I made those videos or when I danced and I sing, if nobody liked it, I wouldn't be talked about right now, and I wouldn't be Chris Brown. I would just be just Christopher from Virginia. So I feel like my fans have contributed and made me who I am, and they are me. My fans are me. So.
Hey, Chris, what do your fans come up to you and say? What do you hear the most when fans come up to you now?
Well, yeah, my fans, like, they come up to me and they're like, hey, Chris, let you know we praying for you, or you'll get through this, or they'll be like, just keep your head up. Some people say learn from our mistakes, different things. Like,
right.
Like it's just natural, their care for me. Like, you know when it's genuine.
Right. Do you feel like you're learning from your mistakes?
Of course, absolutely.
I heard that, man. Do you feel like you lost any fans, Chris?
I honestly think the people who, if they say I've lost fans, weren't fans from the beginning. But I would definitely say, like, my initial fans, all those people that even hit me on Twitter and people that even inquire about me and stuff like that, I think I haven't lost as many, but at the end of the day, it's my job to make people see me in a positive light from this moment on, because that's what my goal was in the beginning. I had a huge mistake and huge event that went on, but at the end of the day, I just want people to see me as as a role model and be able to be a positive influence on kids and different people.
I heard that.
That's
man.
Dope, Chris.
Yeah, and you know what, man, and just getting a chance to you know, just dialogue with you just a little bit, Chris, man. We've had times when the phone was passed to me, we talked a little bit off air, and there's always the right time to talk about certain issues. You know what I'm saying? And when you sit down, man, and you're comfortable, I'm comfortable, and we have the right platform, we promised each other that we'll sit down and we'll speak. You know what I'm saying? And we will.
Definitely.
Best believe that, man. But we definitely thank you for coming into the neighborhood, man. Now, Chris, when does the new album drop for you?
Well, the new album right now we're trying to do it soon, like December 15th.
All right.
So I know we got a.
And what's the title of the album, Chris?
It's called Graffiti.
Graffiti?
Yeah.
What? Now, that ain't got nothing to do with your community service, does it?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, we got Graffiti. We got another one called Washing Cars, the single.
Washing Cars.
Yeah, why is it called Graffiti?
Because I think with this album, it shows my evolution as far as an artist and becoming more of a man and all the different things is from me being a actual, like, artists singing pop music, R&B, hip-hop, whether it's rock, different stuff, all those different forms of my music is my art. So that's my art. That's my graffiti.
The artwork. That's what hey, Chris, do you feel like this has been a very, like, learning year for you?
Definitely. I've learned who I want to become, and I've learned the man that I'm growing into. And definitely I'm finding out like how everything works as being an adult and responsibilities and consequences and a lot of different things. Like, this it's been a big learning experience for me.
I heard that, Chris. I'm gonna tell you straight up, man, it's really a pleasure to speak with you, man. You know what I'm saying? And even in the neighborhood, man, when it first went down, Chris, you know we were opinionated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that you would have been also